Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Noonday Bible Study. We are so excited that you are here today, and we thank God for those who are tuning in. Thank God for those who are in the building. We love God for another opportunity, amen, to study his word and to get insight in what he wants to tell us, how we need to possess our soul and to go forward in this world. Amen. We thank God for this opportunity. We thank God for this time. And we bless the name of God. Amen. Another day that God has spared us. Amen. Another day that God has kept us. Another day that God has been good to us. So we will bless his name in this place. We will glorify him. We will magnify him. We will lift his name high. Because truly he is worthy to be praised. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Amen. We greet you on behalf of our senior pastor, Pastor Hardman, and we thank God for our co-founder, Archbishop Ruth W. Smith. We love God for you, and especially you. Amen. We're going to have a good time in the Word today. So we look forward, amen, to get into this word. Amen. We are in Romans, the 8th chapter. About to wrap it up, but we thank God for what we received from this word. Amen. God has, Paul is telling the church that you are now more condemned because you got the Holy Ghost on the inside, who is your advocate, who is your intercessor, who leads and guides you, who teaches you. And so we thank God today, but before we get started, we're going to have a word of prayer, amen, and then we go forward in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. We give God the glory. We give him the praise. Give him the honor. He is awesome, and he's great today. Hallelujah. So we come on, and everybody at home in the sanctuary, just lift up your hands unto the Lord and just give him glory today. Hallelujah. So, God, we come before your presence today thanking you, Lord, for this day, Lord God, an opportunity that we can call upon your name, God. We can lift you up and we can give you praise and give you honor, Lord. You are the joy of our strength, oh God. So, Father, we thank you for it right now, Lord God. You are our peace, Lord God. You are our deliverance, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. You make every crooked road straight, Lord God. You supplies all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You are the mighty one, God. And, Father, we put our trust in you, Lord. We trust you with all of our heart, Lord. We lean not to our own understanding, God, but in everything, Lord God, we acknowledge you, knowing that you will direct our pathways, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you have spoke to our hearts and our minds, oh God, hallelujah, that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and everybody that dwell therein and everything that dwell therein belongs to you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, and we bless you and we honor you, Lord God, that as we submit ourselves unto you, Lord God, you will supply our every need, God. We thank you, Lord, that we can trust you, Lord God, with all of our heart. We don't have to lean to our own understanding, but in everything we acknowledge you and you direct our pathway. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are light and a lamp unto us this day, Lord. Yes. And we thank you, Lord, and we bless you and we honor you, God, and we glorify your name, Lord God, because you are the healer. You are the healer. You are the deliverer, Lord God. So, Father, we call on healing right now in the minds, in the soul, in the spirit, in the body. We call on healing right now in the name of Jesus. The healing shall come forth upon us and in us and work through us that we ourselves may be a gift to somebody else, be able to lay hands on the sick and they recover, be able to pray for those that may be sick that they may recover. Hallelujah, that we are carrying your anointing. We are carrying your power, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. It's not of our own, Lord God, but it is of you, Lord. And so, Father, we are praying for every person that is in the house. We're praying for those that are online and those that are on their way. We're praying for the ministry. Lord God, we thank you for the anointing that is upon this house right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for the anointing that is upon this word that shall come forth on today, God. We thank you, Lord God. And Father, give us an ear to hear. Hallelujah. Give us an ear to hear and a heart to receive what you have for us today, Lord, so that we may be able to go forth in your name. In Jesus' name, amen. And everybody say it, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's clap glad hands for Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank God.
new day. You know, how many things we take for granted? Hallelujah. Until we go to the hospital room and see somebody can't move. They might have all their limbs, but still can't move. But look at you and I. Hallelujah. We got the use, and my mama say the activity of our limbs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got a good mind. It may not be all together like we want. It's better than some people could have. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We can still, we have a mind to be in the house of God. We have a mind to serve him. We have a mind to do, amen, the will of God. And not only that, we can put our own clothes on, brush our own hair, brush our own teeth, do things for ourselves. Hallelujah. That's a blessing all by itself. And we should never, never take anything for granted. Hallelujah. Because God is the one who graced us, amen, to be able to function, amen, the way we are right now. So we ought to always give. That's why the Bible says, man, I have to always pray, and we ought to praise God even no matter what. David say, I bless the Lord at all times. He didn't say sometimes. He said, but all times his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. And he said his soul, meaning his mind, his spirit, his mind and his heart and everything that in him will bless the Lord, will magnify him. And we thank God for another day. Amen, to get into his word. Amen, and to thank God for everybody that's here online and those that are in the building. Hallelujah. We thank God for your presence. Your presence makes a difference. Amen. Believe it or not, we thank God for your presence. Thank God for those online. Thank God for y'all being there. It makes a difference. Now, however, we are in the last two verses. Last three verses of Romans, the 8th chapter. And we see where Paul is just letting us know that we cannot live this life without the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is here for our service. It is like our CIA, our security agent. It's our protector. The Holy Ghost is more than just a CIA agent, more than just a protector. He don't only just protect us, but he keeps us from evil if we want to be kept. He will lead and guide us into right places, good places that God wants us to be in. And we thank God that we have to know that the Holy Ghost is here and we can rest in the Holy Ghost. We don't have to be concerned about are we in sin or not. Because if you walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit, there are no more condemnation. And he let us know that don't worry about situations that happen in your life. All things going to work for your good. It may not feel good, but it's going to work for your good. So don't be concerned about these things that the devil try to distract you with. Mm-hmm. Satan's job is to distract us, keep us focused on stuff that don't mean nothing, and we don't do what do the will of God. Amen. So he's telling them don't worry about those things. Everything will work together for your good. And so he began to say that because whom he foreknew, he did predestinate. God already knows what you're going to do. And he chose you anyway. Oh, my God. He knew what you're going to do and chose you anyway. He knew David was going to do what he did. He said, more than that. He knew what we were going to do before we existed. And he called us anyway because he knew that the choice we was going to make at the end, in spite of it all, we still was going to choose him. Hallelujah. And so whom he foreknew, he did predestinate. And to them whom he called, he justified. Whom he justified, he now glorified. And Paul wrapped it up and said, what can we say? If God be for you, who can be against you? And so he's telling the Roman church, don't you worry about these things, these peripheral things. They don't really matter because God already gave you everything you need. All things according to godliness he has given us. And Paul began to say that now who can condemn you now? Who can? And we brought the example of that. If the Supreme Court made a ruling, on something, the lower courts cannot overturn that. And so if God made a ruling on your life, who is it that can override that? They can talk like they are, and then what we do, if we're not careful, we believe the lie they tell us about ourselves. We believe the lie they tell us about ourselves. We believe our own mind lies that we tell ourselves that we ain't good enough. When he already paid the maximum crown, king ransom for you, how is it that you ain't worth it? You're worth his son. And so Paul is saying, who can condemn you? Who can come against you? Because guess what? We are more than conquerors. We're not just winning the battle. We are more than that. We're sitting at ease. If we relax in God, God would do everything we need done. If we just rest in him, we surrender and change our mind. We don't have, if the Holy Ghost just feed us, we just rest. Because, you know, it's easy to leave somebody who is willing to walk. But if somebody trying to go their own way, you trying to pull them, it's a struggle. And the Holy Ghost ain't no bully. So if you pull him your way, he going to let you.
Okay.
I'll be here when you get back. When you done bump your head a couple of times, your sense going to kick in. And so no matter what, we are more than conquerors. And he assured us that, listen, the Holy Ghost is making an intercession for you. Then he went a little further. He said, guess what? Jesus, who paid the ultimate price, is making an intercession for you. And we talked about what can separate us from the love of Christ, from the love of Christ. And we say how God's Christ loved us so dearly that he didn't let nobody else offer the mm-hmm. sacrifice for us.
Mm-hmm.
He did everything himself to make sure that there was no mistake, no blemish, nothing defiled touching that sacrifice, because it meant our redemption. And ain't you glad about it? Hallelujah, that he loved us so much that he took care of it himself. And we talked about how when you invite somebody to your house for dinner, you ain't going to let any and everybody fix the meal, because that person is special to you, so you want to make sure everything is done right. So Jesus loved us so much that he wanted to make sure that he did it himself. Hallelujah. And so we wind up at verse 37, I believe, and so in all these things, we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors through, not ourselves now. We are more than conquerors based on what Jesus did. We are more than conquerors. Nobody can defeat us. Nobody. No one, nowhere can defeat us, because we are victorious. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. And Paul told one of the other churches that the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. So it tells us that we have the power in us that raised Jesus from the dead. And so we're now going to do 38, 39, and 39. 37, no, we did 37. We talked about
38.
We talked about we're more than conquerors last week. Yeah, we talked about more than conquerors.
So we're 38.
Yeah, you went one verse down. Yeah. Yeah. So we're gonna do 38. We just talked about being more than conquerors. So we're gonna do 38 and 39, and we're gonna start in the front.
Oh, okay. Oh, as he did the last one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Hey. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers. Just one.
Go do both.
Neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be separated, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it's saying that nothing can keep us away from God, no matter what goes on in our lives or what's going on around us in the neighborhood, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, financially. Nothing can separate us from God. He's ours. And we ourselves have to reach out to him and acknowledge that what he has done for us and be receptive of that and in loving kindness. Because Jesus did it all on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And so we must have that faith and believe
mm-hmm.
in what he has done.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Anyone else?
Excuse me. Also, from what I'm saying, I am sure. When you said to someone you are sure about a situation, that let me know that you have been through something in order to definitely say, hey, I'm sure. Paul is saying, you can take this to the bank. He said, I don't care what's on the earth, under the earth, above. He said, nothing. Anything that you can think of, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. But I like that portion when he said, I am sure.
I am sure.
I'm positive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not telling you what someone else told me. He said, I am sure that nothing would separate us from the love of Christ. And what Sister Jeanette said, that was good. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to add on to that.
All right.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just wanted to be sure. And mine reads the same way. But when it's talking about all of this, still, because it's talking about agape, as we said before, and we have to be sure we're talking about not that our love that we have for God, nothing can separate us. It's not saying that. It's saying that nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God, his love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Because our love can be wishy-washy.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we love God and Jesus, sometimes we don't. Something happened and turn our back. So it's talking about nothing can cause him to separate
mm-hmm.
his love from us.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I know a couple of times, you know, disasters and things happen. And, hey, I'm admitting it. There was one time in my life, loss of this, the loss of the spouse, the loss of the child.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't want to talk to God for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't want to pray, and I just, you know, found myself giving him the silent treatment. But you know what? Nothing, not even that, separated his love from.
That's right. That's right. That's it. Because he loves the sinner man still, because he's his creation. And so, therefore, he loves everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so just because we do some crazy stuff does not mean that he's going to stop loving us. But that's the same way with the Romans 8:28.
Mm-hmm.
All mm-hmm. works together for the good of them that love the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Lord ain't really trying to take us through all this crap that we take ourselves through. But the fact is that he would then take that and work it out for our good because we're his.
Mm-hmm.
But it does not mean that he wants to take us through a whole bunch of stuff and you go through a whole bunch of things and then you don't get it and then you go through it again.
Mm-hmm.
He's not trying to get us to do all of that. But in all of it,
mm-hmm.
he's going to work it out. for our good because we belong to him. Mm-hmm. That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, God.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times the Lord allows that for our maturity. Because we should mature in Christ. And so just because we accept Christ, it doesn't mean that we're not going to have calamity.
Yeah, that's right.
The next thing is
yesterday I just went through some stuff and I'm like, Lord, what is going on? I just don't understand. I keep dealing with this. And then the Lord has spoke to me, maturity. Then I didn't pay that no attention, so I was looking at Cleflo Dollar. He said, and the Lord said, I just told you that. So, you know, I have to kind of shake myself and say, come on. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself, you know, in the Lord. So I said to myself, I said, okay, Ollie, you know that's the enemy. You have to let that go. You realize what is going on. You know, God cannot lie. He said he will never leave you. You are all the people to know this. So I'm like, okay, Lord, give me my joy back. I need the joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So I did just fine. And then later on that afternoon, I received a phone call that I was not expecting. And I'm like, it was really a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's just how good God is.
He's good.
He's good.
While we were yet sinners, yet his enemy was Christ, died for us. And his death made us joint heirs with him. Nothing can separate us. Because no matter what you deal with, it doesn't matter. Because it's already done. He already spread his love. For God so loved the world, he gave. And so in that giving, it's complete. And so it's like you can, when you spill some milk on the ground, it's spilled. You can't get every ounce back. And I don't care what you have. You can have a vacuum. I don't care what you're going to get all everything that you spilled out. And so the love of God has been spilled out, if you want to say it, that has been spread abroad and it's complete before we existed. Not after we done did our mess. Not after we done got cleaned up. No, before we did anything.
Mm-hmm.
Before we got here, but because he foreknew.
Yeah.
Saw all the mess we were going to make.
Mm-hmm.
He still
mm-hmm.
loved us.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, so I'm persuaded. Nobody can change my mind. Nobody can tell me otherwise. I'm persuaded that nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And let me point out some things that you might think that can separate you. Neither death.
Mm-hmm.
How bad can it get?
Mm-hmm.
Death cannot even separate
That's
you.
Right. That's right.
Nor life. So no matter what end of the spectrum you are, none of it is going to be able to separate you from the love. Neither angels, nor principalities, no matter what kind of power they have, they cannot. Somebody cannot go to God and say, forget about hands.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about a he. Forget about Ollie. Forget about Jeanette. Forget about Reggie. Can't do it.
Right.
Nothing they can say can change God's mind about me. Woo, love it. Woo. That was a good place to shout right there. I mean, nobody, nothing. No matter what kind of power they think they have.
That's right.
That's why I say principality.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The most powerful you can be.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot change God's mind about me.
Oh, my God.
Amen.
That's right.
Ooh, that's some good news.
Good
I'm
news.
Telling you, nobody can change his mind about you, nor powers more thankful. Good Lord of my. Stay present no matter when it happens, when it is, it don't matter. Because before I existed, His love already given for me.
Amen.
Before I know my name,
mm-hmm.
His love already covers me. Oh my God. You're thinking deep, y'all. And he said, think present and things to come, no matter if it's in the future or the past.
Amen.
It cannot, it don't have no power
mm-hmm.
to interrupt the love of God for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Woo! This thing is tight. You can go to high, you know, you go in the mountain, you think you up there, right?
Right, right.
No matter where it is, it cannot separate the love of God from me. And no creature.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that exists. Mm-hmm. He just pointing out some things. He already said nothing.
All right.
Mm-hmm. But to let us think about some stuff,
mm-hmm.
he went to spiritual
right.
element.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
He came down to natural things.
Right, right.
Stuff that would bother our minds.
Mm-hmm.
None of that. It don't matter what it is. He said, I am persuaded, and you cannot change my mind.
Mm-hmm.
That nothing can separate. So, therefore, there's no condemnation.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. He wrapped it all up. He wrapped the chapter up as he ends it.
Mm-hmm.
Let you know that don't be concerned about nothing, because nothing can separate you, because there's no more condemnation. Because the love of God took care of the bill.
Mm-hmm.
It paid in full.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else
right.
is able to dispute the payment.
I know that.
It's paid in full. It's paid off. There's no dispute. The check has been cashed.
Right.
It cleared the bank. Oh, glory.
Yeah.
And the title. Oh, my God. The title has been released. When you got a title in your hand, you know you own it, right? So the title of our soul has been released to God, because Jesus already paid the price.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't even own ourselves anymore.
That's all
I said.
Yeah.
Woo!
Come on.
I'm not going to know how to serve our
message. Just try it.
Yeah. You see, you got something kind of stirred up that made me kind of wonder. Now, see, God done left that, Paul done gave us that example where God said nothing to separate him from what really him.
Yeah.
Right. Not so much us. Because I agree with what she said. Now, since Paul putting that example out there, why do we allow one another,
yes.
us to be separated from one another? I don't know how. I'm trying to put it in a way that's going to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But we allow one another to be
mm-hmm.
separated because
mm-hmm.
of what different one says about us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if God said, it doesn't matter what they say about y'all, I'm still going to love you.
Mm-hmm.
I still should love my brother, my sister, regardless
mm-hmm.
of what someone say about them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave that alone.
No, that is good. That's what I was going to talk about.
Agape is unconditional. Because I've learned now in my flesh, if you don't want to be around me, I'm good. But because of 1975, I go after people. And, you know, I go after people because I want to share the love of God for them. But some people, if they stand on this, I still go after them now. But before that, I said, you know, but agape, it ain't about feeling. The problem is we want to operate in feelings. That's what we do. And feelings will get you in hell, if you will. You can operate in feelings. God so loved the world because God is love. That's who he is. And, you know, people used to confuse me when they said, I thank you not for what you've done, but for who you are. But you can't separate who he is and what he did. He's Jehovah Jireh. Because he did. Because he's my provider. Jehovah Rapha. He's my healer, right? That's who he is. He is a healer. He is my savior. So I can't separate what he did from who he is. And so he loved because that's who he is. See what I'm saying? And so when God loves us, he don't love us because he loves us in spite of us. Mm-hmm. So when we love each other in spite of us, that's agape. Mm-hmm. But the problem is we work with our feelings.
Yeah.
And people gonna hurt your feelings. I mean, not even willingly they hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
In your own mind, it's gonna hurt your feelings. They ain't mean to hurt your feelings, but it's what they say makes you feel some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
But they ain't even trying to make you feel some kind of way. But it depends on what's in us. That's how we receive what they say. And so we got to love in spite of, not because of.
Yeah.
And we don't walk in our spirit, in our feelings. Mm-hmm. Our feelings that get you, it'll get you turned around in the quick. That's what we fall.
I think too what you were saying, in spite of, that is very good, because we work in our feelings, fleshly, material things, and so to me all of this is a good example of Job, you know, and then he had the friends and the wife, and because he didn't no longer had his health, he no longer had the family, no longer had those material riches, mm-hmm. and things, mm-hmm. and she just began to, so you know what he told his wife.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You talk like it wasn't because of the things he had done for Joe. I guess Joe thought about, no, if he never gave me another thing, it's because of who he is, and mm-hmm. he still is,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and his love won't leave me. You know, and that's what we need to talk. I tell the devil, I say, you talk like a crazy person. Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
If we know that, we know that the love of God
mm-hmm.
is in us. The Holy Ghost lives in us.
Amen.
That's the love of God. It's like when you get engaged, you give a ring as a token.
Yeah.
Back in the day, they used to give an endowment.
Mm-hmm.
Something that you have to hold
mm-hmm.
till we get married.
Yes.
He gave us the Holy Ghost
mm-hmm.
until when the day that he comes to get his bride.
That's the down
thing. That's when we go to get married. And so the Holy Ghost in us is the love.
Amen.
That endowment that you give is an expression of what you feel.
Yes.
Of what your desire is. The Holy Ghost is an expression
yes.
of what Jesus feels about us.
Yes.
He said, I can't leave you comfort.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you another comforter because I know you miss me.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to miss me, so I won't leave you comfort.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of just walking beside you like I'm doing now,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to send something. Woo, Jesus, I'm trying not to hurt my back. But... And I'm going to send something to live inside of you. That even if you go to the mountaintop, it's going to be there with you.
Yes.
See, one time when Jesus said, I'm going to meet you on the other side,
yes.
he wasn't in the boat again. But with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
No matter where you go,
mm-hmm.
he's there with
right.
you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what love is.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, I'll make sure I'm going to leave something with you. You're going to know I love you.
Because
mm-hmm. it's going to be in you every day.
Hallelujah.
It's going to be knocking on your door in the midnight hour and say, hey, I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
I want to whisper in your ear.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Do we understand the Holy Ghost, the love of God?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's an expression of love.
Yeah.
That he gave us. He deposited in us.
Mm-hmm.
System, and that's why I said that the foundation of God's standard is sure. Having this seal,
mm-hmm.
he knows them are here.
Yes. Yes.
Having this seal, he knows.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He knows who he left his ring with.
Mm-hmm. I know that.
Mm-hmm. And we got it.
He knows
and so,
my name.
Hallelujah. And so when we love God, if somebody do something to you, you can't be in your feelings. Even and we can be in our feelings, but the Holy Ghost. You're saying now, overlook that. Overlook that. They don't know no better.
They don't.
That's what Jesus said on the cross, right?
Yeah.
Forgive them.
They know what they're doing.
So we gotta have the same attitude. Jesus taught us so much stuff that we miss every day.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Listen, forgive them." So when folks treat you wrong, he said, "God, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." So guess what? If somebody don't know what they're doing and do something, you're going to overlook that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't have the attitude, oh, they mean to do that. We can say, nah, them soldiers, they were doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
They were kneeling to that. I mean, they're doing what they know what they were doing as far as with that.
Mm-hmm.
But really, they didn't know what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Satan didn't even realize what he was doing.
Because
mm-hmm. three days later, he lost all his power he had. He wasn't looking to do that. So even he didn't know what he was doing. He thought he was getting rid of a demon, not knowing that when he woke up Sunday morning, he's going to be without the keys of death and hell.
Mm-hmm.
The only power he had on earth,
mm-hmm.
the only power that he existed
mm-hmm.
was taken away. But he didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Jesus said, forgive him. You know what we're doing? We have that power to do. Because what you do is you hold on to anything that messes up your heart. Clogs your line. Clogs your line. Bible says, unanswered prayer. Even a husband and wife don't have good communication. It will stop your prayer. So you don't want nobody else to mess up with your prayer. You want your prayer answered, right? You got it right. Even if you want to be selfish about it. I need my prayers answered, so I don't want to tell him. Leroy or whoever messed up my mind towards this, because I want God to answer my prayer when I do.
I just want to mention this. When I was out, I think last Saturday, I was getting my hair done. So I was sitting there, and this girl was, I don't know who she was talking about. She said, she was telling the lady, see, I treat people the way they treat me. And I'm like, that's a no-no.
Oh, Lord.
That's, I almost said something to her, but I didn't want to, because I think I was under the hair dryer or something when she was talking. But it made me really think, and I said, Lord, that's the way we are as saints. We said, hey, she treat me bad, I'm going to treat her bad.
Mm-hmm.
But what if the Lord would say to me, Ollie, you don't have to pray, you don't get in your word like you need to. Don't come asking me for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Come back, holler at your boy when you get a chance.
Mm-hmm.
What if God would, talk to me like that? But I am saying just to say this, even if sister make me mad, then I still got to show her love.
Right.
Do I have to go out and have dinner with her? No. But I got to show her love. And showing her love is not going behind her back, cutting
mm-hmm.
her down.
Mm-hmm.
I like to use the term throw the rock and hide your hand behind your back. It's not about that. I still got to show love. When someone else brings negative things
mm-hmm.
to me, that don't mean I done. Yeah, I can't stand
her
no
with
way.
It. Mm-hmm.
I don't like her no way. Right. So I know exactly where you're coming from in that area. Instead of saying, "Hey, Ollie, why don't we just go and have a conversation with the sister? Maybe you looked at something the wrong way, looked over something." But I'm gonna share this real quick. When I was in Oklahoma. And my ex was pastoring. There was a letter floating around through the church. It was a bad letter. I'm not going to say what it was, but it
mm-hmm.
created a lot of confusion
mm-hmm.
in the church. So one of my real best friends came to me and she said, "You wasn't at church Sunday, but I'm going to have a talk with your sister." And she was mad. She was going to jump on. She really was. That's how mad she was. And then I said, "Let me see the letter." And I said, "You know that sister did not do that." She said, "Well, where it came from?" I said, "I can't answer that. I didn't even know that was, you know, going on." Then she said, "Well, I'm going to have a," I said, "First of all, you need to come down." And my sister, Grace, she's big. She, sometimes I can control her, sometimes I can't. Mm-hmm. But sometimes she'll listen, sometimes she won't. So I said, "I tell you what, let's just invite her out to dinner and have a conversation with her." So she did that, and she said, "You thought I broke that to your husband?" She said, "I would not do that." And then I said, "I told her to talk to you because I feel like you wouldn't." This is the first lady mm-hmm. who they had accused of that.
Uh-huh.
And she said, "Well, thank you, Sister Weber, for talking to her about that." And then I said, "This is what's going on, Sister Grace. They're trying to create confusion with you and that young girl because they know she's young
mm-hmm.
and they know she's kind of, some person's wife have diarrhea of the mouth. I'm just sorry.
Mm-hmm.
They run their mouth about stuff they shouldn't even be talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was kind of, you know, kind of like that. And I had talked to her about that before. But anyway, if I had not intervened, Sister Grace was going to mm-hmm. be like a bull on
mm-hmm.
her. And I could not get her off
mm-hmm.
her. And I said, "Y'all just let that mess go." I said, "We just need to be in prayer." And it got so bad until the letter started circulating from church to church. I'm talking about rated R. Until they have to get the policeman involved in the situation. That's how bad it got. So I'm going to say this because it's kind of funny. So I had went to church and I said, Pastor said, "Okay, sister, I'll let," I said, "please send me a letter, please, please, whoever doing it, please." He said, "Sister Weber, sit down. You know they're not going to send you no letter because you're going to put them on blast."
"I'm going to put them on blast." Oh, my God. That was
so
going
we,
deep.
So we really got to understand the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
I love just ain't going to make it. I mean, even when we love our children, we can't love fear. It got to be a God. If your kids are decent stuff, that if God don't give you the love for them, that's why some folks kick their kids out and disown them. I mean, for real. And that I can't fathom how you do that. I mean, siblings don't speak. Decades. I ain't talking about years. I'm talking about decades. Mm-hmm. But disown each other.
Did you say 24? 20 or 20 yeah. to 40 years.
Yeah. I mean, for real. You know, and can't fathom that. But that's the family love. That's the, but the agape,
yeah.
agape don't give out. But all those other loves, they got expiration on
them. Mm-hmm.
Agape don't got no explanation because it's eternal. Every other thing, everything got a time limit on it. Everything, you know. And so we've got to make sure we operate in a box.
Yeah, got to.
Got to operate.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking about, and Whippy was saying, neither death, you know, can separate. And we better be glad because if death separated us from the love of God, we'd be in trouble. We wouldn't be going where we think we're going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so true.
You know, I'm like, whoo, my goodness. I thought about that. I'm like, okay, that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Amen.
This is not for everybody. This is for the call.
The call.
According to
the Lord, the call.
If you love God,
yeah,
the call is, all it still is
yeah.
those who walk not after
the flesh,
the flesh mm-hmm. but after the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they think they're walking after it.
That's it.
You got to be walking after it.
Good enough.
Yeah,
not
that's
in your
right.
head. Not
that's
in your
right.
head. Because you can know theory all you want.
Yeah.
You got to walk this thing out.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no good knowing the Bible if you don't know how to walk in it.
That is so true.
I mean, so many people can prove this thing back and forth.
And live it.
Can't live nothing. And they trying to live. All they're boasting is, I know the word. I can quote it. I can tell you about it. Blah, 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 blah. Can't follow one instruction.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't about theory. It ain't about your mind. It's about your behavior.
Mm-hmm.
It's about your action. That's what's in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
What's in the heart don't come out.
I know that's your behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You can hide it all you want.
Mm-hmm.
You can be secretive if you want. It's going to come out in your behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hold it. It's part of you.
I find that to be very difficult. Right, because you don't have the Holy Spirit leading you. You know, what I may treat people may the way I want to be treated.
Right.
And I may do you in. You know, but that's old cliche that's been going around forever.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not as they do to
you. No.
Right.
Do it to them before they do it.
And this old song, do it till you're satisfied.
That's a different chapter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a different
one. That was a different one.
Oh, yeah. That was a different
one. Oh, geez.
You weren't supposed to pick that up.
She picked it up, did she?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, if we really got this, it would be so easy to live with one another. But God is saying that we should love one another. That's part of our assignment, to love one another. But a lot of times when somebody hurt our feelings, now we think that we got the right to be upset. We don't. We still, if you're upset, you still got to do whatever God done told you to do. And that is you got to love your brothers and sisters. But that's what happens to us. We think that we can do that, get upset and be mad and not speak or whatever. God is not calling us to do that. That is not of him.
Well, because you know what? That's why when Jesus, the Sermon on the Mount, Beatitude is about our perspective on what God really wants. And so with the Ten Commandments, when Jesus said there's only really two, love the Lord, love your neighbor as yourself, right? The thing is that the law says if somebody violates that law, there's a punishment too. We hold to that law in our head. So if somebody do me wrong, they need to be punished. That's where we are. And so Jesus is trying to say, listen, what y'all thinking is wrong ain't necessarily wrong. If you think of it, you're already a murderer. If you hate somebody without a cause, you are a murderer. You don't have to go and stick somebody with a knife or shoot them.
Mm-hmm.
So how you looking at this thing, I want you to change it. So now, because of the law, we want to say if somebody do me wrong, there's a punishment to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We want to punish. We do. Now, we don't want to get punished.
We want to get punished.
A murderer don't want to die. Isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm. He just took a life, but he don't want to die. Mm-hmm. A liar don't like to be lied to.
Mm-hmm.
Go figure, right? And so the problem with us is that we, because of the law, even though we weren't even born under the law, we still in our thinking think that if somebody do wrong, they need to be punished.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
But yeah, they do me wrong. Yes. So I ain't going to physically punish them, but I'm going to just,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to ignore them. I'm
right.
Like we so
high and mighty.
All of that, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's what we do. Somebody hurt your feelings?
You threw it down.
Talk to the hand. I ain't.
Yeah.
That's what we do because that's our way of punishing them.
Mm-hmm.
because we feel they have to be punished.
Mm-hmm.
So we still got the law. That's what Paul, the seventh chapter, that's what he keeps saying. There's another member. There's another law that we have. We want to keep holding to that law.
Mm-hmm.
That if somebody do me wrong, you're going to get an eye for an eye.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, turn your cheek, right?
Mm-hmm.
They ain't trying to turn no cheek.
Right.
No. You do me wrong, you're going to get paid.
Right.
And I'm going to be so, what they call it, passive aggressive. Right. I'm smiling all the time. You know, and so, but it's the law. It's the law that we have in our mind, in our spirit, man, that want us to hold people accountable, and we ain't. We're talking about the Pharisees. We got to check ourselves.
That's right.
Because that's what the Pharisee was. That's why Jesus called them all hypocrites.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Generation of disciples.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yep.
That's because they're trying to say something and doing the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
that's right.
And so
that's
because
right.
of that law in our mind, that's why we, if we can ever get, that's why Jesus, the first message he did was to tear down what we think about the law.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to change our mind about this. Because now you're in grace.
Mm-hmm.
So grace given, grace received.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't one-sided.
Mm-hmm.
God graced you. You got to grace others.
But so, he already told us, too, he's the one that do this, the judging.
Mm-hmm.
And not we. Now, I'm not saying we don't judge, but we judge different actions and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. But I'm talking about he is the one. We don't have to do that. He is the one that would take care of that. So it's exactly what Butterfield is saying. We want to make sure they pay. We want to make sure that people pay.
And we gotta make sure we read the right content. When they say judgment, that means condemnation. That's what he's talking about. We don't condemn nobody. But we if you got on a blue shirt, you got on a blue shirt. But if you stumbling over and you can't stand up straight,
that's
you can judge that. We can't judge the soul of a man where he's gonna go.
That's
not our place. Christ is the only one who does that.
That's good. I'm glad you explained that.
No, as being a father, a child of God, we don't have an option to love. God is love.
We don't have an option.
And we love love. And we love him, and I'm hating my sisters and brothers. I'm a liar in the truth.
Come on now. You better check it. That's right. Exactly.
You know my disciples because of their love.
You know they are Christians.
Right. By the love.
They love one another.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Because something, with the eye, and you're making a judgment, you can see there's two people, and you know something that went down with those two folks.
Mm-hmm.
But yet and still, them two people can walk and talk and communicate with each other, and you're wondering, how they do that? The love. It's the love and the forgiveness, because they're not trying to make that judgment on the person. They're going to God with them. And that's what we have to do.
Mm-hmm. We finally found the 8th chapter. So next week I'll have the outline for you guys. chapter 9 is awesome. Paul is going to tell us about he feels so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That's the right word. He's so concerned about the Jews on how they did not receive what God gave them, how they were so privileged, and they just squandered what God has graced them with. So that's chapter 9, going to be dealing mostly with that. So I'll get the outlines for you guys when we come. Okay, and we can give our offering. Thank God for you, Eunice, especially you, those online. Thank God for you. If you have an offering you want to give, please go online with the app and give your offering and send the amount to 770-906-0607. 770-906-0607. Thank you all for being online. Thank you all for being in the building. We love God for you. If you give, it shall be given unto you. Good measures, pressed down, taken together, running over. The man given to your bosom. God can supply your every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen.
Tonight we're going to be dealing with, and I'm doing the teaching tonight of Bible study, dealing with your assignment. I'm telling you, we're right in the vein. Like right now, we got a new pastor and all of that. So some assignments are going to change, and then we have to receive our assignments.
Amen.
That we are going to have. But the thing is, be praying now. So when you get your next assignment, you know, hey,
go.
And release the one that you got because they're pushing you to another one. And so, but the key is that God has an assignment. And when we have assignment, definitely sometimes those assignments can change. But if you're doing another assignment, everybody in the church has, and outside of the church, has an assignment.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for this day. Thank you for your mercy and your great God. Thank you that your love would never be separated from us. No matter what we do, what we say, your love remains the same. God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord God, because we fail you so many times. We're unfaithful, God, but your love stays the same. You are faithful, God. So we thank you. We appreciate you so much for loving us. In spite of ourselves, you still love us. Oh, my God, we give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor. We ask you, God, to let your love saturate our soul so we can absorb out of us so everybody that we come in contact with understand and express and feel and experience the love that you have for them. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for Bible study tonight. Bless the word, oh God. Bless everybody to hear it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless the speak, oh God, Pastor Ann, oh God. Use her for your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for our leadership, oh God. We ask you to bless our pastor, Pastor Hardman, oh God. Continue to use him and his spouse, oh God, that we will go to the next dimension in you, oh God, and we will see this world without darkness. In the name of Jesus, we will do it one soul at a time. God, we thank you. We give you praise. Oh, God, anybody in this building who is not well in their bodies, their mind, or their spirit, we ask you for healing right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know that we said healing is the children's bread. And we need it right now in the name of Jesus. God, dismiss us from this place, but never from your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody say, amen, amen. Thank you all for tuning in. We see you next time, same light of